Hi there. The word for you today is bless them. In Galatians 6 verse 10, reading from the Amplified Bible, Paul writes, be mindful to be a blessing. When somebody hurts you, you have basically three options. First, hurt them back. Second, avoid them altogether. Or third, do what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. Pray for them and look for ways to bless them. Paul says in Galatians 6, verse 10, reading from the Amplified Bible, as occasion and opportunity open up, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing. We get so caught up with how others treat us that we've little or no concern about how we treat them. We're afraid of being taken advantage of, especially if our past experience with someone has been painful. Not only do fear and dread make us super sensitive to everything they say and do, we may misinterpret their motives and see them in a negative light. Without question, it's difficult not to be concerned when others treat you badly. And if they've a track record for doing so, that's why it's so important not to think about it at all. That's what Paul meant, Philippians 3:13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are ahead. You say, Bob, does that mean the person won't have to account for how they treated me? No. The Bible says in Romans 14 verse 12, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. What Paul's saying here is, hand the situation over to God and refuse to take it back. Then do what the Bible says, be mindful to be a blessing. In other words, occupy your thoughts with ways in which you can be helpful. When you do that, you'll have no time to dwell on personal grievances. Plus, doing that gives God an opportunity to work on them, and also you. And that is the word for you today.